Hey guys, welcome back. Today I'm gonna tell you how to build your self-trust and self-confidence through God, okay? Being obedient is what is going to build your self-love, your self-trust, and it's gonna turn you into the person you wanna be. When you're obedient with taking care of your mind and your body, you will build your self-confidence and you will build your self-trust and you will turn into the person that you dream of being. That person you envy or idolize can be you. If you start being obedient with your temple. I'm gonna back it up with scripture and then I'm gonna chat with you, okay? Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Okay, video done. Romans 12:1 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Okay, so this scripture pretty much sums it up, and I have a couple other for you, but your body is your temple and God dwells within you. So when you start taking care of the home where God dwells, you will start to fall in love with yourself. But taking care of your temple is not the easiest thing in the world. I get it. We've all grown up with bad habits that we haven't shaken yet. And it is hard to break a habit. You just have to be disciplined. Okay? So that's where this next scripture comes in. Hebrews 12:11 says, "Now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." So, for example, going to the gym 3 to 5 times a week is not fun. Like, when you're working out, it kind of feels like death. But afterwards, your endorphins are up. You feel good because it was only an hour of your day. And then once you start to stack being disciplined in the gym, you're going to see the body goals that you desire. The fat will melt off and the muscles are going to be popping, being lean and defined and everything. You don't get to see the fruits of your labor if you're not laboring. You know what I mean? But even in the Bible, God says, yeah, no chastening for the present seem to be joyous. Like, this working hard and being disciplined is not fun, but you're gonna enjoy the process once you start to reap the benefits. Does that make sense? And this is a scripture that I have on my website where I sell my guides, and I also send it out to my clients all the time because I'm like, you need to meditate on this scripture. You need to understand that you're not gonna get to where you wanna be unless you put in the work, but the work is not always gonna be fun. But the results that come from the work are gonna be fun. You know what I mean? So that's what you have to keep in mind, right? So we need to be honoring our temple because that is our duty, but honoring your temple will make you feel better about yourself, because once you start honoring your temple, once you start feeling your temple properly and working out, like I just said, when you work out, your endorphins go. Working out lowers cortisol levels, so you're not going to be as stressed. You're going to be feeling different. With the food that you eat, oh my gosh, that's the biggest thing that my clients realize, is that like food affects your feelings. Food affects how you feel. And I'm gonna give you an example, a tangible one, right? So say you're having a bad day and you're like, oh, I'm gonna go get this to make me feel better. I'm gonna go get me a little sweet treat to make me feel better. That's an emotional response because you think that food is gonna make you feel better. Once you get that food, it's a quick fix because you got it. But afterwards, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm so full. My stomach's bloated. You're gonna be on the couch. You're gonna be passed out in the bed. Like, you're gonna get the itis. If you get the itis from food, you shouldn't be eating that food. And I'm not trying to say that you can't have soul food. You can't have some of that Thanksgiving food or nothing like that. But there's a time and a place for it. You're not supposed to be eating like Thanksgiving every single day. You're not supposed to be eating big back meals every day. You can have it once in a while. Once you are disciplined, but you'll realize once you start detoxing your body from those types of foods that you are going to have more energy and you're going to feel better. And that comes with your thoughts as well, because when you are eating that junk, like, again, your body is your temple. So what you're feeding yourself is what you are. If you're feeding yourself junk that has no nutrition in it, of course you're gonna be negative and complaining and feeling like life isn't ish. But if you're fueling yourself with fruits, vegetables, protein, the things that you need, you're gonna be like, life is great. You're gonna be thinking life is like sunshine and rainbows all the time, even though it's not. But you're gonna have more good days than bad days because your body is functioning better. Does that make sense? I'm trying to give you another example. I want to use a car example, but I know like I have a lot of female viewers. Daddy's driving a nice car, so actually it will work. Okay, so think of your body as a luxury car. A Lamborghini, a Rolls Royce, whatever the case may be. This is a Rolls Royce, an electric version, okay? I would not be putting 88 gas into an electric Rolls Royce. You know what I mean? I want that premium energy, okay? And I know premium energy is not a thing, it's a joke, okay? I'm not gonna put 88 or diesel into a car that takes 91. Does that make sense? And just with the gasoline reference, like that's the food portion, like you need to be fueling your body properly. But also with the luxury car, you are up to date on the maintenance. You're not letting your luxury car turn into a hoopty. Like you are up to date on the maintenance. And the maintenance is strength training or working out, whatever your prerogative is. I always push strength training because as we age, we need muscle mass. If you're over the age of 30, you should be strength training because your muscles are what are gonna protect you and prevent injuries and diseases and all of that jazz, okay? So strength training is not just to get big and bulky, it's literally to have definition, to have strength, okay? And there's a science behind it. Like you're not gonna get bulky just by lifting weights. You get bulky if you eat the same way and lift weights. But if we change our diet, which we're changing our diet, and you start lifting weights, baby, you're gonna be lean and defined. You're gonna be a lean, mean machine, okay? So when you honor your temple, you are seeking God because this is the temple that God dwells in, okay? So remember the first verse I read, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything will be added unto you. When you take care of your temple, when you honor God, when you seek God, every single body goal you have will be added unto you because it's a byproduct of putting in the discipline into your temple. Does that make sense? So yes, the fat loss, the muscle gain is gonna be there too, but guess what, babe? Your skin's gonna clear up. Everyone always says something about my skin in my videos, and I wanna be completely transparent. I was on Accutane a few years ago, but here's the kicker. I was never consistent. So with Accutane, you have to take that pill every single day. And I couldn't do it because I used to be like, oh my God, did I take my pill today? Did I do this? And if you've seen the package on there, like it doesn't say day one, day two, day three, like how like birth control does. It says it like, it just has like a deformed baby on there with a big X. It's crazy. The package is crazy. I shouldn't have been putting that in my body in the first place. So boom, I went on Accutane, got clear skin, but then I wasn't consistent. So it came back. So what did I do? I went on Accutane again. And mind you, this is before I was deep in my walk with God. So I was depending on the world and the world solutions. I am against Big Pharma at this point. But anyways, we're in past Bray right now. So boom, I went on Accutane again. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna be consistent this time. I was consistent for a little bit. Then I got cocky. My skin got clear. I was like, oh, I don't need the rest of these pills. Boom, I threw out the packages. The acne came back. I had like cystic acne on my cheeks, you guys. Like it was bad. It wasn't just a one, two little zit here and there. It was like cheeks are filled with acne. Okay. So boom, what did I do? I went on Accutane a third time. And mind you, this was the end of 2023 into 2024. So basically when I was getting into my walk with God, right? And I was taking the Accutane, but I had so much childlike faith. I was like, you know what? I don't need these pills. So if you're following, what should have happened was I should have got my acne back, right? I wasn't consistent with pills. I threw the pills out. Are you tracking with me? So boom, I throw the pills out. I give it to God. And I say, God, if you can snatch me out of the club, if you can change my life, if you can do all this on the third, you can clear my skin. Like, you can clear my skin. And what did he do? If you guys don't know my testimony, when I quit the club, I didn't have anything else to do but work out. All I had was my gym membership and my phone. And so I was recording every workout. I was honoring my temple and I was eating properly. Like I was eating for my goals. Like I was honoring my temple subconsciously. Like God literally uses everything for a reason, right? So I'm honoring my temple by eating clean and working out, right? My skin started clearing up and I started praising God. Cause I was like, ain't no way you answered this prayer that quick. Because what, like, I will not give my skin credit to Accutane at all because it didn't work. Like it worked for a time that I was consistent with it. As soon as I got off the pill, that acne came back. But what really did it was when I gave it to God, when I told him, this is something I want you to fix because I know what you can do. God has no limits, you guys. You guys have to realize that this man is the creator of the universe. No problem is too little and no problem is too big for that man. So you better start asking and get specific because he'll do it. You just have to seek him, okay? So when you seek him, when you honor your temple, everything will be added unto you. So when I started working out and eating clean, not only did I lose the stubborn fat, but my skin cleared up. So it's like my self-confidence is through the roof, you guys. Like, because I used to wear makeup all the time because I wanted to cover my acne. Now, if you see me, okay, I got makeup on in this video. You got me. But that's because I had a shoot today, okay? I don't wear makeup on the regular. Like I flaunt my natural skin at this point because I'm like, God did it. Yes, skin by God, okay? And it all boils down to how self-discipline is the highest form of self-love, because self-discipline is what you need to do to honor God. You need to be obedient, but God is not a dictator, so he's not gonna be like, you have to go work out, you have to eat clean. He gives you free will, so that's where the self-discipline portion comes in. But self-discipline is the highest form of self-love because you're doing things that you don't wanna do that will get you to where you wanna be. And you guys, it's also backed up by science. So first off, God created this universe. We just said that. So science comes from God. So when you pair the two together, it's like, who are you arguing with? Because, so just like I said, self-discipline is doing the things that you don't necessarily want to do, but you know they're going to help you, right? So that being said, that is scientifically proven by your anterior cingulate cortex. When you do things that you don't want to do that are going to benefit you, like, for example, when you get home, all you want to do is get in the bed, but you're like, oh, I should go to the gym. When you choose to go to the gym instead of getting in the bed, you're increasing your will to live in your anterior cingulate cortex, okay? But if you were to choose just the bed and give in to that instant gratification, then your will to live decreases. And that's how depression forms. Does that make sense? Because it's all about instant gratification. Like, we have to deny ourselves, to deny our flesh, have to pick up our cross daily and seek what is best for us, what God wants us to do, our purpose, right? Our purpose is not to be in the bed watching Netflix every single day. That used to be me. Yes, you can enjoy those days, but you need to be moving. Like, you can get in the bed after you go to the gym, and it's gonna hit so much better because you're like, oh, I just did some hard work on my body. I feel good. I got those endorphins pumping, and I earned this episode. You know what I mean? So it's like, how much time are you actually spending loving yourself and doing what you need to do versus doing things that are not putting you in the best position? Does that make sense? And trust me, like, I get it. I used to be there. That's why I'm making these videos. That's why I get so passionate about this stuff, because it's like, God saved me from myself, if that makes sense. Everything that I was in, it was the choices I was making. Me smoking all day, every day, me drinking all day, every day, and me being in the bed all day, every day, me being in the club all day, every day. Mind you, my life was on repeat for like 4 years. That's all I was doing, you guys. Like, yeah, I was having fun. I was having my way. But I would literally get ready for work at like 10, 11 p.m., go to the club, be there till 4 or 5 a.m., get home, sleep all day, wake up at 3, go get some food, go get some shots, and repeat. Like, that is not living. I am living now. Like, the fact that I get to go to the gym, I'm able-bodied, I get to go to the gym, I get to help people on this journey, I get to go model, I get to go do this. All of this came from God. Because if you've seen my testimony, you know, yeah, I was modeling before, but I was not modeling as much as I am now. And you already know that, like, some of those opportunities got snatched from me because of the lifestyle I was living. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, oh, we don't want to see that type. Like, you need to switch your, like, I had to switch my name on social media. I had to do a whole bunch of stuff. I had to become a whole new character because my agency didn't want to mess with me. You know what I mean? And I get it. I wouldn't want to be associated with that either if I had relationships with certain brands. But your whole life will change pretty much when you start being obedient. Yes, I'm talking about self-love and self-discipline and loving yourself and becoming the highest version of yourself by being obedient, but your whole life is gonna change when you're obedient. That's when the blessings come flooding in. You're like, wait, whoa, what is happening? It's gonna be like too good to be true, but then you have to realize, oh wait, I'm actually listening to what God wants me to do, and this is how he treats me. Because we only go through the trenches when we're not aligned. You're gonna have trials and tribulations no matter what, because you're always gonna be tested by the same things. Like, the same patterns are going to resurface. You're just going to act differently when they come in, if that makes sense. Like, trials and tribulations are not gonna go away. That's what I'm trying to say. But when you're obedient, your life is just better. Like, you will see yourself differently. You will see yourself how God sees you, okay? And how does God see us? He literally sees us as him. So if you know, and you should know that God is him, he is the one, the two, and the three. If you know who God is and you know you're made in his image, why would you not be obedient and do what he says so you can get to that level of seeing you how he sees you? Because it's not like God sees you as this dingy person. He literally sees you for who you are, and he wants you to step into that person. Does that make sense? I'm gonna back it up with Genesis 1:27, where it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish in the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Okay? So God wants you to be this powerful being. God wants you to be your highest self. He wants you to see you how he sees you. But you can only do that if you start following what he says. You're like, Bray, what does he say? I'm gonna repeat it. You need to seek him in all that you do. So if you're not talking to God all throughout the day, you need to just start chit-chat, paddywhacking, because that's the only way you're gonna get closer to him. Praying is just having an honest conversation with God. You don't have to be perfect to pray. You don't have to be perfect to talk to God. You need to come to him how you are and be honest, because God doesn't look at the outside. He doesn't care what you look like. He cares about your heart, okay? So when your heart is honest and when you come to him and you tell him, God, like, I don't feel like I'm this, that, and the third. Like, help me do this. Like, help me. He will help you. Do you know how many times I call for that man on the Stairmaster? Like, you guys see me every day on Instagram posting, like, oh, I did my 30 minutes. Just because I post I did it doesn't mean it's easy. Amen? And you know what's crazy? Like, I have, you guys always comment about my necklaces too. I have this cross necklace, and this reminds me every time I'm on the Stairmaster that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13, because of all the things that he went through for me. Like, when I'm on the Stairmaster and the sweat is dripping down this cross, I'm like, you know what? God, help me get 5 more minutes in, because I'd be wanting to give up. He's like, you just did 25 minutes. Why can't you do 5 more? What's 5 more? You know what I mean? He's like, you got this. And then I suddenly get the motivation to just keep going, because at that point, it's mental. It is mental. Your legs are already going. You're already on the Stairmaster for 20 minutes. What is 5 more minutes? You know what I mean? Getting off is not going to magically make your breath come back. It's not going to magically make your legs feel less numb. You just got to keep going. You know what I mean? And after you hit that 30-minute mark or whatever mark your goal is, you're going to be so proud of yourself. Your self-trust is going to build. And again, your self-love is going to build. Because when your self-trust builds, your self-love builds, and your self-confidence builds. And that's literally the simplest way to seek him. People look at me crazy when I say I asked for him on the Stairmaster. Like, oh, you're so funny, Bray. You call out to Jesus on Stairmaster. I'm not being funny. I'm being so serious, you guys. Like, that's how I talk to God. Like, God, help me. Like, if there's traffic, that's my favorite one, honestly. If there's traffic and it's like bumper to bumper, I'm like, God, I know you parted the sea for Moses. What can you do for me here? And that's another thing too. Oh, in my last podcast, as I was talking about what you listen to matters, what I just said stems from a song. I'm not going to keep the part of me singing in there, because I'm not a singer. If I do music, I'm going to be rapping. I do not have a singer's voice. I know that. Okay. Know your strengths and weaknesses. Okay. I don't have the tune. Okay. But basically how the song goes is, if you're the God who walked on the water, if you're the God who made the blind see, if you're the God who cleanses the leper, what can't you do for me? Whatever clip I just put in there, you're welcome, or I'm sorry. Sorry that you had to hear me sing. Oh, I won't do it again, I promise. But that's why it's important what you listen to, because since that song's instilled in me, like, since you're the God who walked on the water, since you're the God who made the blind see, since you're the God who cleanses the leper, what can't you do for me? I'd be saying that everywhere. I'm like, if you're the God who parted the waters, why can't you part this traffic? If you're the God who cleanses the leper, why can't you help me get 5 more minutes on the Stairmaster? You know what I mean? You need to know who your God is and know that he's going to help you do everything. He's going to help you be obedient. Being obedient isn't about, oh, God is this mean father and I have to be obedient. Like, you should want to be obedient, bro, because God loves you and he just wants to help you and he just wants to see you be your best. And the only way you can be your best is if you get out of this world and seek him and his kingdom. You know what I mean? That's literally the key. Everyone's like, oh, what's the key to da, 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 da. The key to everything is God. I hate to break it to you. Key to everything is being obedient, being faithful, being a good steward, and keep pressing forward. That's the key. You have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. You may not know the whole plan, but God does. That's why you have to seek him, okay? So it's like, you may not see yourself as this beautiful person, but God sees you as that beautiful person, and he wants you to take care of yourself, because when you like something, you take care of it. Does that make sense? So For some people, I'm not materialistic at all. I buy me a bag, and I'm finna give it to one of my friends. And that's a true story. I had this nigga buy me a bag one time, and I gave it to my best friend. It was a Louis Vuitton bag. Did not give two issues about it. Here you go, bestie. Happy birthday. Like, what? I don't care about those things. But if you're one of those people that, like, cares about materialistic things, and you keep it all nice and tidy, and you have, like, a shelf for it, or whatever the case may be, you need to treat your body and treat yourself like you treat that object. What you care about, you take care of. So I need you to start caring about yourself. It's not about like, oh, I don't want to work out today, or I don't. If you don't like the way you look, if you don't like the way you feel, if you don't like the way you sound, okay, I don't know if you can fix the way you sound, but those other two, you can do something about it. All you have to do is get up and start moving, start feeling yourself better. And I promise you, once you stack the days of being disciplined, you will see the fruits. It literally says it in the Bible, and you see it with my clients as well. Like, I have a client that's on, I think she's on like a 15, 16 day streak now of eating clean. Mind you, I have all my clients track on my fitness pal. I make them send me screenshots every day because, baby, we accountable every day. Well, I'm not checking in with you once a week. I want you to tell me what you ate today, and we're going to see if you hit your macros, okay? So I have a client that's on a streak, and it's like she's seeing the results just like that, because that's all it is. People are like, oh, it took me 6 months to lose 20 pounds. Babe, it took me a month to lose 20 pounds. It all depends on your discipline level. That's all it is. And it's funny because the enemy will try to get you to slip up, like with eating clean. It's like, oh, I can't have In-N-Out. Mind you, In-N-Out is my favorite like fast food place. Like, I don't care. I want In-N-Out. That was my emotional go-to food too. Like, if I had a bad day, I'm going to go get a double-double with a large Dr. Pepper and animal style fries. I don't care. I don't move like that anymore. The point of the matter of the fact is, when I was eating clean, it's not like In-N-Out is going anywhere. In-N-Out has been here for years, for decades. I don't even know how long In-N-Out's been out, but it's been out. And mind you, I just found this out. In-N-Out is Christian. Look at the bottom of your cup, babe. There's a verse. Okay? But back to what I'm saying. Your favorite spot, your favorite food, them chips that you're giving up, the soda that you're giving up, it's not going anywhere. They're not going out of business. So it's not like you have to feel like it's the end of the world, like you're missing out. The enemy wants you to have FOMO. You are not missing out on nothing when you're being disciplined. You're actually gaining access to the kingdom. So you're actually ahead, and he wants you to slip up so that way he can drag you away from God. Does that make sense? That's literally the biggest like aha light bulb moment that you'll have. That it's not going anywhere, babe. Like, the enemy wants you to think that you're gonna miss out. The enemy wants you to give into your instant gratification and will make you think that whatever you're giving up is gonna be taken away from you. It's not taken away from you. You're just being disciplined with it. It's like a kid with their toys. You are not gonna have them play all day. You have a section time for them to play with their toys, and then they clean it up and they put it away. Or like iPad. Kids have iPads now. They don't even play outside. So if you have an iPad, your kid's not on an iPad all day. You have a section, well, I hope you have a timed section for them to be on the iPad, but then they put it up. But is that iPad going away forever? No, it's just going away for a time, okay? Everything has a season. There's a time for everything. And I'm gonna back that up for you. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Okay, right now it is the time to lock in with God. And locking in means locking in. Like, you have to realize that words are literal. Lock in means lock in. So you have to seek inside yourself, have the self-discipline. Okay, so we're locking in with God. It is time to lock in with God. So the time for doing what you wanted to do, your own free will, your own eating choices, your own lazy habits, it's not that time anymore. We're pushing that to the side, and we are having the season of being locked in. So what I want you to take away from this is the key to self-love is locking with God. Period, point blank. Seeking him and his kingdom, and everything will be added unto you. Being obedient and being self-disciplined. Be being obedient and being self-disciplined kind of go hand in hand, but being obedient means doing what you know you need to do, and self-discipline is holding yourself accountable to doing those things. Okay, if you want to start loving yourself and having self-trust, having self-confidence, and having this Jesus glow, you need to lock in with God. Okay, so I hope this message helped you, and I was able to give you some more insight on why taking care of your temple is important. Because baby, when you honor your temple, you're gonna see that discipline in every single area of your life. Like, I promise you, I am a walking testimony. So if you want some help on this journey, you're in luck. I'm a personal trainer. I train in person, I train online, and I have guides. So what I would recommend for you, if you cannot afford one-on-one training, which it is a little pricey because you are working with me one-on-one, get my guide, because it's all in there. But that's where the self-discipline comes in, because I'm giving you all the tools, you just have to do them. So go ahead and grab my guide if you want to lock in on this journey. There is a link to a Discord in there where you can have access to me and ask me any questions you want. I will reply. It is a whole community. But if you really want that one-on-one work, go ahead and inquire to work with me one-on-one online. We will set up a Zoom call. We'll see where you are with your goals, and then we'll chat and see how I can help you. Regardless if we end up working together or not, because it is a partnership, it is a relationship, we need to see if we are a good fit. I will help you in the best way possible, because I just want to help everyone get to the point where I am. And mind you, I'm still growing, but I see how far I've come just by doing the little. And I'm still going to continue, because God's not done with me and he's not done with you, okay? So let's lock in, let's start being obedient, and let's honor our temple, okay? If you enjoyed this discussion, make sure you give it a big thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe for future chit chats, and I will see you in my next one, okay?